Hey, today is Election Day, and we've been encouraging everyone all morning long, all day long, to get out to the polls and cast your votes. The polls open at 6:30 this morning. I was there in line to cast my votes, and so we want you to go to the polls. They're open until 7:30. If you need to know your polling site, go to our website, thelightnc.com. But right now, I am blessed to have in the studios the man who knows all about elections and knows all the answers to all the questions, or at least where you can find them. He is smiling at me right now. Reverend Barber from the NAACP, how are you?
I'm doing great. And I said, I like when you put me on blast, but we'll see. Let's try this together.
Reverend Barber, we know you have so much knowledge and you are so out there in the community and pounding the streets and making sure that we know what's going on and know the importance of today.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a person of faith and a clergy, in the Bible I read there are 2,500 scriptures that say, that speak to the issue of love, justice, how you care for the poor, how you care for children, how you care for the least of these, how you care for women. In our state constitution, it says that politics should only be used for the good of the whole. In fact, Article 10 of our Constitution says, beneficent provisions for the unfortunate, the poor, and orphan children is the first duty of a Christian and civilized state. So we have to hold politicians accountable. And this vote,
yes,
we're electing every member of the State General Assembly, every member of the U.S. Congress, and a senator. People say, well, I'll vote for the president. The president can't function without Congress.
Those, right.
And who goes to the Congress is determined by the lines and the voting rules that are done by the State General Assembly. So these are said, health care is on the ballot, whether or not we're going to have Medicaid expand. Public education and funding and teachers is on the ballot. Voting rights, immigrant rights, labor rights, whether or not we're going to raise the minimum wage and get paid a little more. Because the people we're electing today will either take those issues forward or backwards. And however you stand, if you agree with denying Medicaid expansion, if you agree with cutting public education, and if you agree with restricting voting rights and spread, then vote.
Right.
But if you don't agree, don't just sit home and be mad and angry. Too many people bled, died, and cried that we might have this right to exercise our vote.
I mean, everybody who is an educator, who knows an educator, their rights are on the line, too.
They're on the line. And they're on the line. I'm not talking Democrat, President. I'm talking about what our Constitution said. You know, in North Carolina, in 1868, a black preacher named J.W. Hood, who became the president of Livingstone, worked with a white preacher who were Lincoln Republicans to guarantee public education for every person and to say that public money could never be used for private schools. Well, we're having a debate about that in the General Assembly. Some want to take public money and give it to private schools. Some are cutting money for public ed. We're 48th in the nation now. If you agree with being next to last at the bottom, then vote for that leadership. But if you think we can do better, we can reach higher ground, you ought to engage this right to vote and let your voice be heard.
You've got to get out. So, Reverend Barber, what are some of the most asked questions of as far as people going to the polls today? I know we discussed earlier when we were talking about early voting that today they don't have to have a voter ID, but they cannot register and vote at the same time either.
Right, because that's over. That was over on Saturday. So today, here are the things you need to know. You don't need a voter ID. We're in court about that. We'll win, I believe. But you don't need a voter ID. They may ask you for one, but you don't. They may say, because they may say, we're trying to verify if you have one for 2000. You don't have to have it. It's the same thing. You need to go to the polls and vote. Number two, if you have any problems, call 1-888-OUR-VOTE, 1-888-OUR-VOTE. That's our number.
Okay.
Number three, if you need a voter guide that's nonpartisan, go to the NAACPNC.org website, pull down the 2014 voter guide. Number five, you have to go to your precinct. It's not like early voting where you just go to the early voting site. You must go to your precinct. And if you don't know what your precinct is, call the Board of Elections and line up your address with the right precinct.
Yes.
Do not let anything suppress your right to vote. Sixth thing, the lines may be long because we had less early voting time and people couldn't register and vote at the same time. Do like the woman did in Florida who was over 100 years. I think she stayed in line 8 hours. Don't forget our plaintiff, Rosanelle Eaton, who's 90-some years old right now and is saying to everybody, if I have fought for these 90 years, surely you can fight, you know, for a few hours. And finally, Melissa, there may be people out challenging you, right? There's a new law they passed that's so ridiculous that allows people who aren't even in your precinct to walk up in line and basically challenge you. Don't listen to them. Don't be discouraged
right,
by them.
Absolutely.
That don't be discouraged by. And let's just say you didn't register. Let's just say you didn't register during before October.
Registration time, right?
Register today, so you'll be ready for the next election.
Absolutely.
But listen, one last thing I want to say. You know, Dr. King in 1958, I think, went to the first pilgrimage to D.C.
Right.
And he said, give us the ballot. I was looking at his picture in your office. Give us the ballot. Well, we have it, but we have to use it. And we can't allow any attempts to suppress our vote to make us discouraged. We'll fight those battles in court and we'll win them. But what we need people to do is to battle at the ballot box. Now, we've already had early voting. We've had over 1 million people to cast their votes in early voting. We've had a 27.6% increase over 2014 in terms of early voting. 25% of the million have been African Americans.
Hmm.
Now, that's great. That's beautiful. But voting is like running a race. You do not run up to the tape and stop. You have to run through the tape.
Yes.
The flip side of that, and I don't want, because I don't want your listeners to be get mixed up, say, oh, everything is fine, everybody's already voted, I don't have to go. With all of those numbers, a million people, it still only represents 17%. 17%. That means that 83% of people, I'm not talking about who need to be registered, but who are already registered.
Just haven't voted.
Who haven't voted. We know that there were 286,000 African Americans who voted in 2008 and 2012 when the president was running, and then sat out in 2010.
Mm.
That's how we got the Congress we have and the General Assembly we have that's been fighting everything that the president's been trying to do. 400,000 white women voted in 2008, 2012, didn't vote in 2010. We can never do that again.
Mm.
Off-year elections open up the door for regressivism that hurts our progress.
Absolutely.
So if we ever needed to vote, we sure do need to vote. Now, you're on this is a faith station, and I hear people talking a lot about what's at stake and what our values should be when we're in the politics. But let me give you two scriptures. Isaiah 10, verse 1 says, woe unto those who legislate evil and rob the poor of their rights and make women and children their prey. Jesus said, when it comes to public policy, these are the questions, not some of the stuff people try to get us lost in that are personal and private. Politics will be judged by this. When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was sick and in prison, did you visit me? Mm-hmm. You know, did you get me health care? Did you help me have a living wage?
Wow, yes.
Those are the serious questions. As I told you earlier, there are 2,500 scriptures in the Bible
mm-hmm.
that speak to the issues of justice and righteousness and how we treat the least of these. Mm-hmm. So people of faith should be engaged.
Yes.
But I believe we should be engaged on the side of justice and caring for the least of these. And we should never stand down. I don't care if there's a Goliath of voter suppression looking you right in your eye. You take that ballot and throw it. Let God deal with what it does. But you at least go on the battlefield.
Absolutely.
And vote.
We as people of faith know adversity, and we know that through Christ Jesus, we conquer it all.
That's
Reverend Barber, thank you so very much once again for your wisdom and your knowledge and your time. And I know you're rushing out to do some other things on this election day. Again, thank you, and God bless you. Continue to run on, Reverend Barber.
If we ever needed to vote, we sure do need to vote now.
Got to do it now. Thanks again.
Thank you.